USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A new order from the Centers for Disease Control will require those traveling on nearly all forms of public transportation to wear a face mask as officials try to slow down the spread of the coronavirus. The order, which goes into effect Tuesday morning, calls on all travelers on public conveyances, including airplanes, buses, trains, ferries, taxis, and rideshares, to mask up. The order will also extend to airports, train, and bus stations. The order coming as the U.S. passes 26 million coronavirus infections reported since the beginning of the pandemic. Maryland is also confirming a case of the more contagious strain of the virus first identified in South Africa. In a statement, Governor Larry Hogan's office said that the patient is an adult living in the Baltimore metro area who hadn't traveled internationally, making community transmission likely. The first case of the South African strain in the U.S. was identified earlier this week in South Carolina. And the South Carolina Republican Party has voted to censure Congressman Tom Rice for his vote to impeach former President Donald Trump. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
A pair of Ohio lawmakers are proposing a day to honor former President Trump in the state. Mike Fortier has that story.
Two state lawmakers proposing a bill to name June 14th, Trump's birthday, as President Donald J. Trump Day in Ohio. State Reps John Cross and Reggie Stoltzfus emailing colleagues Friday looking for co-sponsors of the bill. They say the bill will celebrate one of the greatest presidents in American history, and it will show the more than 3 million Ohioans that voted for Trump that the legislature recognizes his accomplishments. As you can imagine, not everyone is on board with this. Democratic State Rep. Jeff Crossman tells the Columbus Dispatch he thinks it's disrespectful because June 14th is already Flag Day, a federal holiday. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.
Congressman Stephen Lynch has tested positive for COVID-19 after receiving his second dose of Pfizer vaccine. His office says the Massachusetts Democrat received the second shot earlier this month. In a statement, Pfizer has said that it could take up to 7 days for protection from the second dose to take effect. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
There was a bipartisan call this week for hearings into the large spike for GameStop and AMC stock, driven by traders from social media site Reddit, and to find out why trading app Robinhood temporarily froze trades of those companies. Senator Roger Marshall wants to know what happened, but the Kansas Republican tells Fox News that he isn't sure that the government needs to step in and do something about it.
How many people would watch the Super Bowl if we changed the rules at halftime? And that's what I feel like a lot of investors feel like, that everyone deserves equal opportunity to make money on Wall Street, whether you live in small town USA or a big city, whether you work on Main Street or Wall Street. We want an equal shot at this. We don't want to overreact. I don't think we need a bunch of new rules. Let's get some folks in front of us and listen to what actually happened. But mostly, we want a level playing field. We want equal access to the markets. And Robinhood, you know, their mission was great. It was to give everyday people like myself and folks across the country the opportunity to buy stocks online at a cheap price without having to pay larger commissions. So we got to be careful here, not overreact. But let's take a dive and see, why did they pull the rug out from under us?
Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick, who was killed during the riot at the Capitol on January 6th, will lie in honor next week at the Rotunda. A viewing for members of the Capitol Police will be held Tuesday night. Lawmakers will hold a ceremony honoring him Wednesday morning before he's interred at Arlington National Cemetery. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.